Hello and welcome back. It is Too Hard Factor Nigeria in food hurrying put hunger to number one talk station. I'm Dio. 9 minutes come past 5 o'clock and discussions are on. Very many things are extremely important and crucial in any country, in any society. One of the more important ones, no doubt, must be education and how serious government takes education, its planning, its implementation, its funding, and etc. will go a long way in determining how successful economic policy has become and, by extension, how vibrant and how developed even that society or that country is eventually. And because of the importance a high level of attention given to education is why we do, of course, discuss it from time to time. And more recently in River State, you might remember, I think it was just about a week or so ago, I think a week ago thereabout or two or so, schools resumed in River State, public schools, secondary and primary schools resumed in River State. And there's been plenty of talk as to what the government is doing to improve the quality of education in River State. Even though this current administration is winding down and is on its way out in a couple of months, but no doubt it is still responsible for educational planning, at least for this year, budgeting and other critical things. And of course, even though elections are here, government or governance should not pause or should not cease, and government, to a great degree, is responsible for education. And so I'm asking you at this time, what is the state of public primary and secondary education in River State? We'll get your contributions. Remember, we're live on facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH. We're live on Twitter as well at NigeriaInfoPH. But joining me for this very important conversation is the man standing with the responsibility of administering education here in River State. River State's Commissioner for Education, Professor Chinedu Imom, joins me via phone. Commissioner, good evening to you and welcome to Hard Facts. So, Commissioner, as I mentioned just a while ago, public schools in River State resumed on the 9th, the 9th of January. I believe that's the date that they did resume. Resuming implies that they had been on break, of course, for the usual break. And, of course, this time around, it coincided with the Christmas holidays and the New Year festivities as well. Now, prior to the resumption of schools on the 9th, what did your ministry do to prepare the schools for resumption?
Thank you very much, Bayo, for me. Like you rightly pointed out, we merely took a break for the Christmas and New Year holidays. The season started in September. We broke and took a break in December for the Christmas and New Year vacation. So we just merely resumed to continue with the academic system and in other words, for the second term of the academic of 2022 and 2023 in those sessions. Now, what has been done is that government looked at most of the public schools. Some were actually in critical, you know, conditions of disrepair, and the government has embarked on serious innovation of these schools, and knowing that we are in the river states where the rains will not usually give us enough notification before it comes. So most of these roofs that have been leaking have been, you know, changed. In fact, most of them were changing the entire roofs, changing the ceiling, the certification, and also furnishing of the schools. In some cases where the walls are even bad, the buildings are being brought down and being, you know, reconstructed. And these are going on concurrently in several local government areas in the state. So far now, about 30 something schools are undergoing redevelopment and restructuring, but some of us are undergoing renovation, chain of roofs, other broken infrastructure in the schools. So these are what we have been doing to ensure the new camp, you know, picks up without, you know, changes. Of course, most of those works were not completed before the schools were resumed, but we didn't have enough time to be done when we did it, because the great minimum for now the rents we hear. And if you're not able to do it before the rains come, it means that the children will also be suffering under that condition till the session is over. So that's one of the things we have done. We equally try to make provisions for some materials for teaching and learning. By next week, Tuesday, most of these materials will be distributed. Some already been distributed to facilitate the teaching and learning process in the state. So I want to give close to the government. The government, like I pointed out, is winding down. But despite the fact that the government is winding down, the governor of the state has been embarking on several other projects. Of course, government still continue believing that even as the new government comes on board, the system, you know, continues, you know, seamlessly. So basically, all we're saying that the state government has been given high level of priority for education, and it's been manifest in these other, what I just said before. And also, for now, you found that in the history of this government in 2015, the government has embarked on payment of school fee, examination fees, the basic examination certificate examination, the best, what used to be known as junior work, for those in the basic 9 classes, and also for the senior school certificate examinations conducted by both National Examination Commission, NECO, as well as that conducted by the West African Examination Council in OYS. So the government of the state has approved and also released the money for the payment of these examination registration for all students in public schools, you know, in River State. So we commend the government of the day, headed by the Chief Vice President Domo Wike, for his love and the priority he has given to education in the state.
Well, Commissioner, no doubt, a lot of the things you just highlighted right now are quite commendable as far as your preparations and what may be interpreted as a commitment of the state government to improving the quality of education in the state. However, in spite of these preparations that we made, you know, prior to the resumption of schools in the state, there have been widespread reports that a lot of the schools, students and teachers resumed to school compounds and premises that were overgrown with bush. Is that standard practice? Is that a policy of the state government and your ministry? And it is expected that the students are the ones who are going to clear this, the bush, and basically clean up the entire school. Is that a policy of the River State
government? I actually went to school, but I attended Kamsi Grammar School in Ikorechi. And I know that when we participated and resumed for classes, we were in charge of cleaning our dormitories, our classes, for resumption of school academic, you know, activities. So anybody who say, oh, I'm going with grasses, expect the government to come clear the grasses. I don't know how they say, you know. That's why I don't know when you went to school, but in the 80s, when we went to school, we came back to school with our class classes, brooms, or a bucket of pails, you know, to be able to keep the compound clean. And I expect the commissioner to come to the cutting grasses to be cleaning, dusting, you know, the tables and chairs, or sweeping the floors for 26. It's not a practice here. However, in those areas where we see that the compound is so large and that overwhelms the capacity of the students, you know, to handle, we've always intervened in trying to, you know, assist in that regard. What school has resumed, we expect students come at the resumption of the school, be able to use rooms, strip their classes, dust their desks, clean their boards in readiness for academic activity.
Commissioner, obviously, it will be outlandish for anyone to expect yourself or ministry officials to go to the columns, to the schools to clear the grass or clean the classrooms. However, I asked if it's a policy because in private schools, it's not the same. The same rules don't apply. Students don't come back to school in private schools to start clearing grass and all of that. So that's why I'm asking, is it a policy of public schools in the state or elsewhere that students must clear the grass when they return, as against private schools, even here in River State?
Mayor, I didn't say it's the policy of government or otherwise. I didn't say that. But I'm just giving a sense that when we went to school, where expected to have do sanitary work. We did compound cleaning. We could even call it level. Those is when we are in school. And it's all out of place that children come to school and you keep your classroom, you dust your tables or your chairs, readiness for classes. It's not out of place. But like I said, there's no government policy on who should clean the classes, you know. However, in some cases, we have those who render general, you know, services, you know, who prepare this. But it was available, it's not out of place. To be able to sweep the floors, or sorry, the classroom, does their chairs, readiness for classes. Mm. Like I said, when we see that, look, there are areas where we see that, oh, we don't subject them to doing this kind of levels in the work. We have always intervened, getting slashers to slash the grasses, keeping the compound, fumigate the compound when need arises, you know, for students, you know, to come in and enjoy a cozy, you know, environment for teaching and, you know, learning. Like when I put our private, you know, you see, private schools do lots of things. That's why guys, people say, oh, private school charge, or they charge so much money where people are being pampered. But what I say, Bayo, you know, my children at home should be able to wake up in the morning, sweep their rooms, just, you know, arrange their own. Why do I have to hire somebody to just come to my son? All they'll do, wake up, eat, and move back. Imagine lazy. We didn't feel that way. And I forget my children, you need to sleep in your room, dress your bed, just, you know, your function in the room, and that's how we are brought up.
Yeah, but Commissioner, cleaning my room or washing, doing the dishes at home is different from cleaning or cutting grass in school. They're two different things.
But like I said, so if I, as a child, go to school, you expect someone to come just to sit your class for you, the classroom, just your desk for you to sit. For goodness sake, what are we talking about? I'm like, I don't know when you went to school, but when I went to school, we did it. It didn't prevent me from anything. I'm a professor today. I passed through public schools. I went back to the dormitory with my cutlasses, or my slashers as the case may be, brooms and pails. I know, yeah, pails and the case may be. And we even clean our toilet. So that's no big deal there. So it shouldn't be an issue, for. That's not no big deal.
Well, Commissioner, let's move on. Let's move on from there. You, days after schools resumed, or about a week or thereabout, you talked about learning materials. I believe you also referring to teaching aids being distributed to schools. And just a while ago, in the course of this conversation, you also referenced that, and you said that the materials are still being distributed and more will be distributed next week. I think it says something of that nature. Now, the schools have resumed. Teaching and learning ought to have commenced already. Why are learning materials or teaching aids being distributed after schools have resumed? And as we speak right now, it appears obvious not all the schools have got them. Some might be getting later this week, some even next week. So what did the ministry expect the schools to do when the learning materials are not with the school authorities already?
Yeah, well, I'm not sure you expect me to have distributed this material during the Christmas and the media specifically. I'm sure you didn't expect me to do that. One school is in the way distributed, the much that are needed at the immediate for immediate takeoff of activities. Others will be their common expenses, like I said. For logistics reasons, you will not expect all the schools across the local community to be distributed at the same time, received at the college. You know, we have zones, zone by zone. So these are received by the student directors who in turn distribute to the various, school principals that distribute to the various teachers as the case may be. We've got our own part, like I said. This may not all be done at a time. Of course, it's not very possible. And I won't have called you back during the past and the new year say, come and be collecting materials as the case may be. I'm sure you're also enjoying it here, right, by chicken in your home.
I was working, Commissioner. There was no holiday for me.
Well, I know you're working as much as I was working, but some others were also eating the chicken and the rice during the specific period, So you can understand that we couldn't have done that during that period. So when we resume, those ones are next, even they never can do the school take off. We did. Some of us are coming and they will take some. Some of the materials that are being put in now may not just be used immediately, but sometime within the semester, or within the term, they will be, in use. And as one of these materials come, we keep distributing, we're just selling some textbooks, that are coming. As they come, we'll be able to distribute to the students. They may not offer at the same time. Of course, you agree to say that it's not possible to have all these things put in place at the same time. We have to be realistic.
What are the challenges to that specifically, to having these things in place at the same time?
Yeah, well, some of the logistic reasons, like I said, somebody who is coming from Bonny, who is not from far by Obo and Abua Odu, a local government area, that would take almost about 5 to 6 hours to arrive here. So how do you expect him to be at the same place with those who are within Portugal here within the space of 20, 30 minutes? They just call their materials and I go. And even this person coming from here, we take it to local government headquarters where they have to pass through what we call breaking bulk, from the bus here, get to the boat to the pontoon, the difficulties, So that's why they cannot all be visited at the same time. One. Secondly, is that the suppliers who bring this myself may not also bring all of them at the same, time. And that's why even the delay, that's why I said by Tuesday, because under that came in, yesterday. So we want to sort them out according to the various local government areas, the funding for each of the local government areas, and distribute accordingly. So none is touching the process.
Mm. All right, Commissioner, I have got more questions for you, but we have a commercial break coming up right now. Once we return from the commercial break, the conversation will continue. We're discussing schools resuming in River State. My guest, Professor Chinedu Imom, Commissioner for Education in River State, will still be on the show when we return. Send your contributions in via Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. The number to call at the appropriate time, 0700-93-093. Deeply stay tuned. Hard Facts returns shortly.
Politics, business, lifestyle, economy, social events, all of these and more make us what we are, human beings. Where else do you start your conversations? But on 90.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back to Hard Facts to Nigeria Info, here in Port Harcourt. I'm Dio. 27 minutes to go before 6 p.m. The major news is up at 6. But for the moment, we're discussing education in River State on the heels of public schools recently resuming for another term in the state. I'm asking you once again, what is the state of public primary and secondary school education in River State? Join the conversation via facebook.com/Nigeria Info PH. We're streaming live there. Also via Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. The line will be to call will be opened in a moment. Well, once again, joining me via phone for this conversation is River State's Commissioner for Education, Professor Chinedu Imom. Commissioner, you're welcome once again.
Thank you.
As the schools were about to resume, you released several statements. You spoke with the press repeatedly on the resumption. And one of the things that you mentioned was a charge to the school authorities, principals, head teachers, to not charge or collect any illegal fees from students as the schools resume across the state. So my question is, a number of questions rolled up in one, actually. And the first one, maybe the most important, are any kinds of fees being charged at all at schools, public schools or state-run schools in River State? And if they are, what are the fees exactly? And what steps has your ministry put in place to ensure that schools, head teachers or principals are unable to charge or collect any legal fees from the students?
Yeah, well, like I said during my opening addresses at school resume, I said education is free in River State. It's against the policy of the state for any health teacher or any principal of a school to charge any fees on their students. In most cases, I get all that school principal is collecting 1,000 naira, say it's an admission fee, and I said admission in person. Around December 17th, some parents called me that some principals are demanding some money as clearance for YX and NECO registration. And I told them that is illegal. They shouldn't allow anybody to deceive them into paying any money, because the government of the state is committed to paying these examination fees that have been done all these 7 years. And when the time is right, that they will also get communication from me in that regard. Now, the point I'm making here is that we said education is free in River State, including examination. Now, some time ago, some people have called me, oh, we are some service organization. We appreciate what the government is doing in the state. And we are supporting the government in to do one or two things. Let me give an instance. Some banks have called me, oh, we want to support government, want to do one or two blocks in terms of school renovation as our own part of contribution, as part of social, corporate social responsibility. We want to support the efforts of the government, well, there's one or two buildings here, we want to do some renovation, we want to furnish, the school building with chairs, table, laboratory, as the case may be. Let me just take an instance. As from a woman in secondary school, one of the banks, this Camden Bank or so, came in and they want to renovate one of the blocks, and they have done that. I think what is the ongoing? I remember that the Rotary International came to government secondary school at the GRA, secondary school in GRA, to do one or two renovation in the works. They have also, some have also donated books, writing materials, and just named them to schools. in some cases, PTA have met, say, oh, we want to support the efforts of the state government, meaning that the monarchy, you know, of the job on the part of the River State government, all that we've been doing in this innovation, provision of other infrastructure facilities, want to complement the efforts of, you know, the government in this school, which we, as a nation of parents, you know, and teachers, want to say, oh, we want to contribute, in fact, so to help support the government. In most cases, they have written to me that at our PTA meeting, head of school and so they will resolve that the PTA will support, you know, the school in providing one or two things, you know, after school. So because of that, in this time, our children are coming back to school, we have a great experience to the teachers that we are going to pay per child 1,000 naira, that this will support the PTA as a revision, get some funds to complement the efforts of the government. So if such schools write to me that this board resolution of the parents, teachers, association to support or to complement the efforts of the government, and they say, oh, each child is to pay 200 naira, or then that's the question I mean, because it's an association that has resolved, put up for both the teachers and the parents to complement the efforts of the government. So we want to put them at that. But still for all this, any other charge placed on these children or imposed on the children are illegal.
But just to be clear, the policy of the state government on education still remains that not one naira is being charged any student in River State.
We have not changed. That is still the policy of the government. Nothing has changed to that effect.
All right. Now, like I said,
that is why I have set a monitoring team, you know, going around, sometimes giving some people money when the September when school is on. I give some people money, please go and attempt, pretend to be a chief and so, you know, places for school. Let's see the reaction from the principals. Unfortunately, they escaped all the facts, you know, I said, nobody fell into that. Some other people have heard that, so, for one reason or another, have, you know, tried extorting money from students who are suspended, you know. So, for now, the policy of the government remains that collect no dime from any child. That anywhere near the rising, they are better or small. We know that the needs of the schools are enormous for kids in our own part, you know, to ensure that
the whenever we've had calls to speak to teachers or head teachers or even principals, even though they do that on anonymity, the defense is always that they don't get any interest from the ministry. They don't get any funding to run the schools, and the only way they can do that and ensure the schools do not fall apart and teaching learning can still go on is if they charge these so-called illegal fees. They don't like to call them illegal fees. They claim that they have no choice but to charge these fees in order to keep the school running.
Well, they may not be telling you the correction all the time, you know. When somebody says corporate in any particular, you try to put up one or two defense and deal with the causes or because that. If you see what the government is doing, if somebody comes and says, look, parents, you pay no money. Let me give an example to tell you that what I'm telling you is correct. December, three parents called me from five different schools. That's only more than three. What were the issues? That principals were collecting 4,000 naira as WAEC registration clearance. The question is, what is WAEC registration fee clearance? That's the question, you know, it's that. And every time, if you don't say that, we're going to give you a clearance to enable you register the subject. You have to do the exam. What is that? So I even told you that some principals are charging 12,000 in paying for WAEC registration. They were very sure that River State government was to pay and to avoid late entry or late registration. That's what they've asked these children to pay. And some parents who are not very literate, who didn't have the patience to contact me to get the remedy, have started paying this money, have paid this money to this principal. But that is not the correct the fact. That is not correct. The River State government, even before I said, the River State government is committed to the payment of this examination fee.
So, pardon me, Commissioner, in those instances, like the ones you just gave right now, where principals are charging 4,000 naira or even more in some cases, what has the ministry done about
it? Claim that it's because of one thing.
My question, Commissioner, is what has your ministry done about such cases?
Like those cases are being investigated. Some of the about 7 principals are now on suspension we are still closing around about seven other ones. We have got some reports, you know, from some parents. Some of them claim anonymity, but we couldn't even close them properly. But we have been able to do some investigation. Those who are found have been suspended. For certain reasons, I won't be able to mention the name of the schools and the principals, let me protect their privacy. But these are things we have done, and it's certainly different to some other teachers and the principals who would intend doing such nothing. When you catch, they will give out this, we don't have this because I didn't have this. No, that's not the issue. That's not the issue. It's a policy, and the provisions have been made. So why would people just come, do whatever they want to do because that's as usual, nothing will happen. Some do with impunity. Why will a parent haven't even announced? We have announced that this is free of charge. Yes, some principals will take children or parents. Please, you can't pay $15,000 for one system. We are not sure of the River State government. They cry collectively for children. Meanwhile, government is paying for this thing. So that's the crime. That's what we are.
Commissioner,
my eyes are open. I put my mercenaries, in place to ensure that we extract these people who are these bad eggs in the system. And show the way out.
All right, Commissioner, speaking of fees for external exams like WAEC and NECL, concerns have been raised lately by parents and guardians that the official fee, I think, for WAEC, for example, is 18,000 naira or something around that figure. But at private schools in River State, charge as much as 75,000 naira, 80,000 naira, or even some more in some other cases for students to write these external examinations. Is that something that your ministry is looking into?
No, that is not before me. Like I said, I don't have to, I'm not a magician. I've not got any formal report. Even in formal one, as far as we are, because of what you're telling me now, I've not got any report about it. But what I know is that the WAEC is an independent body of admission, and also the NECO admission this external examination. And they have their charges. We have given to the government, and which government has raised funds, for. Yes, I have some privacy rule over the private schools, but understanding what goes on, I'm not aware of any charge,
A further question, Commissioner, is it appropriate for private schools to charge significantly higher, astronomically higher, than what the exam bodies like WAEC are charging for the exams?
Like I said, I don't have any reports to that effect. I'm not aware of any information, any complaints about the fees charged or the.
I understand that, Commissioner. What I'm asking is, in the event that you do get, in the event that a petition is submitted to you, say tomorrow morning, if you find that that's going on, what will be the response of your ministry?
Yeah, like when those reports come, I know what to do. Let me not just start, letting the cat out of the bag. If there are private schools that are, in a kind of cutthroat, I don't have to understand them, trying to exploit our people in the state here. Of course, we'll try to get that. For instance, if information fees charged by work officially is 18,000 naira, and the school is charging 50,000 naira, they'll be able to raise some questions, Even if it's a private business, we also to monitor what is going on there to ensure that there are people who are residents and indigenous, rather than residents or indigenous on the state, So they shouldn't be sent to such level of exploitation because they're in private schools. That's why I say until we get such formal complaints, they'll be able to know, what to do in that regard.
Why
is he charging maybe 18,000 naira and so charging 20 of the program and have explanations for what these extra charges are for? Which is understandable. We'll have much, issues. But that show is having 80,000 as against the 20, 18,000, The government of the state surely will be able to, intervene. And find out what is the car and see what can be done about that. Because that is just exploitation. Even though if you have option of the private public school, you choose the private school, but also try to monitor some things, don't allow certain excesses, on the part of the private school.
All right, Commissioner, in the first term of this administration, of course, you were not Commissioner for Education then. There was a NEET assessment done by the Ministry of Education, and it was determined that at least 10,000 teachers and 4,000 non-teaching staff were needed in River State. The River State governor did announce ceremoniously that he was going to fill those vacancies at that time. A second NEET assessment was done after a meeting with the Ministry of Federal Ministry of Education and all the other ministries in the states regarding the introduction of one or two new subjects, and it was determined that another needs assessment needed to be done to recruit teachers to teach those new subjects, which means that the figures must have gone up from the initial 10,000. But from that time till now, and I'm talking the first term of this government, from that time till now, there's been no report of these positions being filled, of teachers being employed to fill in positions in primary and secondary schools in the state. And we have reports that there are some schools that have no teachers, so there are schools that have only one or two teachers. As a matter of fact, I have a message here as well, which I'd like to read out. Tell the Honourable Commissioner of Education that for the past 6 years, the state school of Puoko in Kana LGA has no single teacher. On this platform, I have drawn the attention of his predecessor, Professor Ebeku, twice to this sad situation, but he downplayed and denied that such school without teachers doesn't exist in River State. The affected generation of children and posterity will never forgive this administration for this unpardonable act. I don't expect Professor Mom to say anything other than the usual denial. Mark Dona Leko from Opoko said that. So, Commissioner, what's your response to this? Are there enough teachers? What efforts are being made to recruit teachers?
First of all, to be not fair, for me to begin to address issues that I don't know about, that have never happened, when I was in office. Of course, I don't know what you expect of me. That if you compare me to talking about what happened when my brother, that would not be very fair on me. So since I wasn't there then, there's no basis for me to be talking about, arguing yes or no in that regard. But however, what I know is that since I became the Commissioner for Education for about 6 months and plus now, we have made sure we rationalize this. People saying, no single teacher in the school. Of course, that is fallacy. That is never correct. There could not be any way there's no single teacher in my class. We agree that teachers should be retiring, some retire, some die, some change jobs. There may be one or two, lacks in the system. But I know that even the government has even made some pronouncements some days back, about some 2 or 3 weeks back. They are going to recruit about 5,000, people into the civil, service, including, teachers. So what are we supposed to just relate to the little person? People, when politics or certain things don't favor them, they seem to criticize and talk. Once they give them a little sugar in their mouth for the change, once that sugar is, the taste of the sugar is off again, this is too bad. I first have to say, look, the challenges are enormous. You get the point I'm making. But the point I'm saying here is that since I came on board, I've never seen a report that there is a school without teachers. What I have done before this session was, I did the attention of the various boards, the junior secondary school board, as well as the teachers' college school board, and we looked at the distribution of teachers according to these key subjects in the area to see whether there are areas that are more deficient, and then so we have surplus. What we've been doing since September last year has been that of rationalization. I was going to do some adjustment because when I did some a cursory visit to some of the schools, I discovered that some schools, especially those in the urban areas, have more staff than those in rural areas. In some cases, you have about 5-6 English, chemistry, or physics teachers in a school, whereas some of us have about maybe one, some of them have maybe a chemistry that teaches chemistry and agri, or an agri that teaches agri and physics, as the case may be. And since then, we started having this. We have reduced some rationalization. We are just now reporting to ensure that no area suffers so much deficit in this regard, especially the very core, subjects. These are enormous tasks, but we are facing them. And I want to assure you that something is being done to rationalize, to be sure that the urban schools don't take undue advantage over the rural schools in terms of this the case may be. But the point I'm making here is that, yes, there may be some gaps in the system which we are trying to make up, sometimes with the NYSC, to fill up some of these gaps. But the government has assured that some 5,000 public civil servants and also teachers will be recruited, in a couple of weeks from now. We'll be able to fill up those other, gaps we have in the system. But people saying, someone is not that visual. I've told people that, look, you don't be judging, this has happened before. It's always the same thing. That person is probably fair to me. I think he owes me some slides, some small, apologies for some who don't do anything, different. Mm-hmm. I know I may not be reinventing the wheels, but it's watching to came, a lot of things have been changing. And I want to say the government of the state is still prioritizing the education. So I want to give kudos to the government for what they are doing. I say, look, that's a way of asking for more. But when you say, oh, for all you are doing, nothing is being done, you're dumping the moral of the person who is doing it. So I simple to be, you know, negative in their listen. The consultant, oh yeah, the government, I think you are doing well in this area. I will say that you look into these other areas, you know, it will help to balance the system.
Commissioner, pardon me, we have to wrap this up shortly. I'd like to read another comment. It's a question of sorts. Ryan Stevens sent this in on Facebook. Dear Commissioner, please tell us what your government is doing in the area of security, teachers' welfare, and teaching aids in state-owned primary schools. Right now, schools don't have security, and that has given room for criminals to steal school property at ease, and in most cases, pupils are sitting on the floor. Could you address that very quickly, please, in about a minute?
Yeah, yeah. You see, most people have told before there are some challenges in some of their schools. Some of the properties, computers are being scattered away. We have made some ad hoc arrangements for, you know, security, engaging some security to be able to forestall those areas of, you know, theft of government, you know, property. But like I said, we used to have those security people. Some of them have left the system. Some, for one or two technical reasons, have not been able to continue with the jobs. Well, we have done a lot of things, and actions have been taken to ensure we put more security, especially in most of the rural areas, where they sometimes, you know, people go to sleep and they go glass, break into the school, cut away with laboratory equipment, computers, and thereabouts. We're working on those things, on fixing those security issues, you know, and I'm sure in a very short while from now, those issues to be seen of the past.
And teachers' welfare, really, and teachers' welfare, very quickly, Commissioner, teachers' welfare, plan for that?
That is being worked on, you know, that this is has, you know, procedure. People don't explain me just the government as, teachers, you know, no. There is always a laid down, you know, procedures for some of the things that have been done, which I don't have the capacity to take, you know, here. You know, what I'm trying to say that the government looking into the welfare of its staff, not just in terms of justice, infrastructure development, but also the welfare. But at the appropriate time, those who are likely to speak for the government in that regard, those issues. Let me focus on that. These ones that concern me,
Commissioner?
I think I've been able to address some of these issues.
Absolutely.
Other ones, the mass piece of the
Commissioner, I apologize. We must wrap it up right now. Professor Chinedu Mom is Commissioner for Education in River State. Commissioner, many thanks for your time.
It's my pleasure, Dayo. Want to see you again. Mm-hmm.